Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Atshalom. We are now in the Mishnah in Bava Kamma, Daf Tzadi Bet Amud Aleph, the final Mishnah in the 8th Parak. And this Mishnah will open the doors to a chiefly Agadic passage from here to the end of the Parak, which we will endeavor to complete in this podcast. Av Bishin Otein, though, this is referring back to the amounts that we saw in the previous Mishnah, even though you pay, Ein Nimchalo Ad Shiva Keshmenu. You're not forgiven until you ask forgiveness from the victim. And what's the proof? Hashem tells Avimelech to return Sarah to Avraham, and the implication is you have to make up with him besides the reparations and whatever else. How do we know that if the victim does not forgive him, then he's the cruel one? Avraham prayed on behalf of Avimelech. As soon as Avimelech gave her back and apologized. The second half of the Mishnah, which we'll deal with only at the very, very end, Omer Samet Einik Tat Yadi Shvort Ragli, and we again get back to that triumvirate of damages, eye, hand, and foot. If a person tells somebody else, hurt my eye, etc., Chayav, the other fellow is still Chayav. I'm an outliftor, even if he says to him, hurt it and you'll be patur, chayav. We'll have to see why. Krak suti shabert kadi, chayav. If a guy says, tear my clothes, and the other guy does, he's chayav. I'm an outliftor, liftor, patur. But if he says, do it and you'll be patur, then the guy is patur. Unlike the first case. Asechen leish ploni am outliftor. And if he says, do it to this other fellow and you'll be patur, and that doesn't make any sense, unless the context is where the fellow who's speaking is a shomer over the materials of the intended victim, chayav, ben begufo ben mamono, in either case, whether it's the person's body or the person's property, you're still liable for hurting it. The only case, and that's why I wrote it the way I did on the page, the only case in which you are exempt is when it's property, and it's the full owner of the property who says explicitly, damage it and you'll be patur. All right, let's see. Tanar Ban, Kol Eilu Shamru, our whole list of schedule of fees. Dmei Boshto, that's the value. About Tsaro, the pain, and here what it means by Tsar is not the Tsar of the five things. The pain involved in the Boshet, Afilu Evi Kol Eilein Vayot Sheba Olam, even if you brought the finest animals as a gift, Einim Chalo Ad Shivakesh Menu, you're still not forgiven until you ask forgiveness. Meaning that there's an essential component of Boshet, which is a standard fee, or it's based on who you are. And then there's the pain that the person felt, and that you have to ask his mechila for. Now, the question is, you only have to return a man's wife if he's a Navi? What does that mean? Return the man's wife because he's a Navi. It's a weird phrase. You have to return the man's wife in any case. And when you, Avimelech, complain to God that you are innocent, and that Halahu Amar Li Achotihi V'Gam Hi Amra Achihu, he told me she was his sister. She said he was her brother. The answer is Navihu. He's a Navi. Now, Navi here doesn't mean in the sense of prophecy as much as teacher, as you'll see. Ukvar Limeir Achsonai Shabal Ha'ir. He already taught the lesson that when the proper Derech Eretz, when a visitor comes to town, what do they ask him about? Do they ask him what he wants to eat, or do they ask him about his wife? They start asking, is your wife, is your sister? It's inappropriate questions. And that's what they started asking. And he said, that's why he answered she was my sister, because he could see that they were really people of low character. And from there we learn a lesson. Mikan leven Noach shenherag. That's how we know that a ben Noach can be killed for violation of any of the seven laws, even if he didn't know about them. Shayal ulamad v'lalamad. Everybody should learn the basic rules of society. If they don't learn them, then they're guilty. There's no argument of ignorance in the face of such a thing. Now, further on in the drusha of the story of Avimelech, which is Breshit Chaf, ki atzor atzor Adonai be'ad kol rechem v'et Avimelech. What does that mean? God indeed stopped up every womb. Well, also shtei atzirot halalu lama. Why does it say two stoppings? Achat be'ish, one it stopped up all the men, b'shichvat zera, u'shtayim be'isha. Every woman had two, shichvat zera, and also leida. So, she was also not able to give birth. Manita Tana, we have a Braita that ups it one each. Shtayim be'ish, u'shlosha be'isha. There were, every man had two things stopped up. Shichvat Zera and Tanim, urination. Shlosha be'isha is the same two, plus Leidat. Ravina Amar takes it even one further. Shalosh be'ish, u'shichvat Zera, Tanim, u'piyat Tabat, which is defecation. Arba be'isha is, of course, the same three, plus Leidat, shichvat Zera, Leidat, Tanim, u'piyat Tabat. Okay. Be'ad kol rechem, it says every womb was stopped up at Avimelech's house. Even chickens weren't laying eggs. Kol rechem. And now we have a series of about 17 or 18 statements in which Rava asks Rabbi Bar Mari, what's the source of this statement? So we'll go through them. And these are all aphorisms, things that people say as sort of common wisdom or folk wisdom. What's the source of this in the text? Amalei Rava lo Rabbi Bar Mari. And the notion is that if it's a true statement, it's got to be found somewhere in Tanakh or somewhere in our teachings. He's not claiming that the aphorism developed as a result of this of the thing, but if it reflects truth, it's got to be somewhere in Tanakh. I'm the Rav of the Rav of Mamari. Number one, Menachem Miltad Amar Rabbanan, this thing that the rabbis say, anybody who asks for God's compassion for a fellow when he needs the same thing, he'll end up being answered first. If it is you act selflessly and ask on behalf of the other for something that you yourself need, you'll get answered first. So Rav Mamari said, because you have the pasuk that says, if you recall the story of Eov, he lost everything, and at the end of the story, he got everything back, even greater. And it says that he got that because he was praying for his friends. Amarle atamart mihatam. So Rava said, you got it from there. Ana amina mihacha. I got a better pasuk. I got one in Breishit. Vaypalav amar el ha'elohim. Vaypai elohim etav melech v'adishto v'hotav vayeleidu. So the people in Avimelech, in Avimelech's house started giving birth. Uchtiv adonai pakar etzara kasher amar. And right away, the next thing is that Hashem remembered Sarai as he had said, and she gave birth. What is Kasher Amar? The drush is Kasher Amar Avraham El Avimelech, just like Avraham said about Avimelech. In other words, Avraham prayed that Avimelech's family should be able, and household should be able to return to giving birth, and Avraham indeed was blessed with a child, perhaps even first. Okay, that was number one. Number two, Amar Le Rav Al Rav Bar Mamari, Manaha Milta Damri Inshi. This aphorism people say, Bari Hutza Laki Karva. That said, a baby goes out with the bathwater. Basically, that the along with the reeds go out the goes out the vegetables when you tear some out. Yirmiyahu says, "You've all sinned against me." Now, not everybody in the nation had sinned, and yet you've all sinned. So, in other words, everybody's kind of caught up in the collective guilt. Again, Rava says, you got it from there. I've got a better place. In the context of the story of the man, when people went out to collect on Shabbat, Hashem says, why have you refused to keep my mitzvot when only a few people have gone out? Number three. Now, this is now an aside. This is not the question about an aphorism, but since we're having discussions between Rava and Rabbi Bar Mari, about Divrei Agadah, this was put in. It says that when Yosef's brothers came down to Mitzrayim, he took five of them and brought them to Paro, and the text doesn't say which five. There's a machloket rishonim which five there were, but man ninu chamisha, according to this, who are the five? The same five whose names appeared doubled in their bracha, in Vezota bracha. So, for instance, Legad Amar Baruch Marchiv God. So wherever the names appeared twice, those are the five brothers that that came to that were brought to Paro. Ah, Yehuda namech puli michpal, but Yehuda was also brought, and Yehuda was clearly not brought before Paro because his role is different there. Plus, that would make six. Amalei lemilte Yehuda yichpal. Yehuda's name was doubled in his bracha for a whole different reason. We saw this in Sota. Why is Yehuda mentioned immediately after Reuven in the Brachot? And it says, Vizot li Yehuda. What's Vizot li Yehuda? As it's called, Tana Vemishana Shal Yisrael Vimbar, Yuatzvatav Shal Yehuda Megugalin Baron. Yehuda's bones, because according to tradition, not only did they bring up Yosef's bones, they brought up all 12 of the brothers' bones. And Yehuda's bones are rolling around in the Aron. Moshe came and asked Hashem to let him have some rest. Who was it that caused Reuven to do tshuva and to admit his guilt in the case of Bilhah? It was Yehuda. Yehuda, because he inspired him by admitting his guilt in the case of Tamar. Miyad, so the next part of the Pasuk of Yehuda is, Shema Adonai kol Yehuda. Hashem listened to Yehuda. And now the take is, Al Ivre the Shafa. They brought him up to Shemayim, but he couldn't get in. They wouldn't let him into the Beit Midrash in Shemayim. So the next phase in the Pasuk is, Vel Amot Vienu, bring him to his nation. So he brought him in. He wasn't able to converse with the Rabbanan in Shemayim. So the next thing Moshe said was, Yadav Ravlo, give him strong hands. So, okay, but he wasn't able to have his opinion be the accepted halakha in the discussions in Shemayim. Be help from his enemies, meaning give him support in his arguments so that he should not only be able to come into the Beit Midrash and participate in the discussions, he should also be able to have his opinion win the day. Moshe was championing the cause of Yehuda. Okay, back to the series. The statement that people say, Batar Anya Azla Aniyuta, poverty follows the poor. How do we know that? Amarle Ditnan, he said it from a Mishnah in Bikurim. Ashir Mivin Becharim, Bikurim, Bekalatot Shel Zahav Shel Kesef. The wealthy would bring the Bikurim in gold and silver baskets. Vaniim Besalinet Tzurim Shel Arva Klufa, they'd bring in wicker baskets. Hasalim Bikurim Nintanim LaKohanim, and the baskets go to the Kohanim. So the rich bring fancy baskets and they get them back. The poor bring these cheap baskets and they're given to the Kohanim. So the poor get poor. So Rava said, you said it from there. I've got a different source. It's not enough that somebody's a Mitzorah. He also has to publicize the fact that he's a Mitzorah and tell everybody, stay away, I'm a Tomei. The statement the Rabbanan say, Hashkem v'chol b'kaitz b'nei hachama, eat early in the summer before it gets too hot, uvacharv b'nei atzinan, eat early in the winter because it's cold. V'amri inshi, and people say also the aphorism, shitin rahuti rahot, you could run 60 times, v'lomatu l'gavet mitzafer krach. You'll never catch up to a guy who had a good breakfast. So where do we know this idea you should eat early in the morning? Dichtiv, lo yoravu v'leit smal v'le akem sharav ha-shemesh. My servants will not be hungry, will not be thirsty, and they won't be hit by the harsh sun. And the idea is that if you eat early in the day, you'll be successful. Amar le'atamart mehatam. You said it from there. V'anai min mehacha. Rava said, I've got a source in Shmot. At the end of this, Sefer Habrit section, so you worship Hashem in the drasha, zu kriyat shema tefillah, uverachad lach machavet mimecha, meaning zu pat b'melach v'kiton shamayim. So the notion is not uverach, but uvarech, meaning say a bracha in order to have some, you daven and then you eat. If you do that, I will get rid of all the disease. V'tanya machala zumara. That's bile. Machala. Kashma machala. Why is it called machala? Sheshmonim shlosha chalin yishpat. It has 803 different kinds of disease in it. Chal gematria achia, because that's the gematria of machala. V'chulan papa melach shacharit v'kiton shamayim v'atlan. If you have some bread with salt and some water in the morning, you kill all of that stuff. Alright, so it's again good to eat early. I'm the Rav of the Rabbi Barmari. Now we have another phrase. Menam miltad am Rabbanan. The rabbis say, Chavrach karya chamra, if your friend calls you a donkey, uchpa legabech mush, put a saddle on. All right. In other words, if you get called by a particular thing, you should accept it and move ahead. This is when the Malach sees Hagar running away. Hagar shifchat sarai emizevat. Hagar, the slave girl of Sarai, where are you running from? Va'anatelechi. Va'tomar mnei Sarai gvirti anuchi barachat. She says, I'm running away from Sarai, my lady, my mistress. Meaning she accepts that Sarai is her boss. Amar le rav le rav le rav amar. Menaha milta da amarin. She, where's this idea from? Milta gana di itbach kadim amra. If there's something degrading about you, you be the first one to tell people about it. Amar le dichtiv vayomar evad Avraham anochi. When the Avram's slave comes to Haran and they sit him down, the first thing he does before telling the story is, I'm Avraham's slave. Now, we're not talking about something that's discreet. We're talking about you have a personal status issue, whatever it is. You be the one to tell it. Don't have other people publicize it. When the goose is walking with its face down, its eyes are looking forward to try to find food. How do we know this? This is when Abigail is talking to David, and she says, God is going to treat you well, and you don't make this mistake of killing Naval, it'll be a skeleton in your closet. God is going to treat you well, and remember me. And she's keeping her eye on the future. This is again an aphorism, folk wisdom. It's like you have 60 pains in your teeth when you hear somebody else eating and you can't eat. And those jealousy is a very strong thing. How do you know that? When Bathsheba comes to David, when David's the old man at the beginning of Malachim and tries to convince him that he should declare Shlomo as the king, because she has a whole strategy of how to do it with Natan, she says that they have crowned Adoniyahu and me, your servant, Natan speaking, and me, your servant, and Sadok, and Eliyahu, and Shlomo haven't been called. And his own jealousy is there. So Rav again said, you said it from there. Va'ana ameina mihacha. I've got a different pasuk. Because at the end of the story of Yitzchak and Rivka, it says, Yitzchak was very happy and comforted. What's the very next pasuk? Avraham remarried. So as Avraham was, sort of, as it were, jealous of the fact that Yitzchak was happy, so he went ahead and married also. Where do we know this from? Chamra lamare tivuta l'shake. That when a fellow serves wine, then the fellow who's getting it feels a gratitude towards him, even though he's just, let's say, the waiter. Hashem told Moshe to anoint Yehoshua and to appoint him as the leader. It doesn't say that Yehoshua was great because Hashem commanded. He said because Moshe did. Moshe was the messenger. How do we know that when a dog is hungry, this statement that says when a dog is hungry, he'll even eat feces. Dichtiv nefesh sveyat tavus nofet, v'nefesh reiva komar matok. A satisfied soul will reject even sweet stuff, but a hungry person will even see bitter stuff as sweet. These are all aphorisms. People would say about, you know, if somebody was very poor, they would eat bad food. They would say this phrase that, Kalb b'chafne galali mavla. So he said, what's the source for that? I'm a brother of Mary. Manah milted amin. She metayo va'azil dikla bisha gabe kena desarchi. Is that a bad palm tree, as it were, goes and hangs out with deciduous trees. In other words, it kind of finds its own type. It's not producing good fruit. It goes and hangs out, as it were. Not literally, but this is an idea that if somebody's not very successful, go hang out with other losers. How do we know that? Amar le davar ze katub ba-Torah. It's in the Torah. V'shonu banvim. It's repeated in Nevim. Shlash baktuvim. And this will be very interesting. Utnan v'matnitin. We have it in a Mishnah. V'tanina b'braita. It's in a Braita. It's pretty good. Katub ba-Torah dichtiv v'yelech Esav l'Yishmael. When Esav realized that Yitzchak and Rivka were unhappy with his choice of wives, he went and married Yishmael's daughter. But Esav went to Yishmael again, a loser going to a loser. Shanui banvim dichtiv v'yitlaktu al Yiftach anashim rekimu fochazim v'yuimo. That when Yiftach was thrown out of the family because he was like a low kind of person, he went to Eretz Tov in Yordain, he had a bunch of desperados and sort of empty kind of guys join him. Shlash Baktuvim, and now they quote a pasuk from Ben Sira, which is the book that was closest to getting accepted into the Tanakh, but wasn't. The wisdom of Ben Sira, a second century Jew in Jerusalem, which is very much modeled after the Sefer Mishlei, kol of lemino yishkonu v'nei adam ledomelo. Birds of a feather literally flock together, and people hang out with people who are similar to them. We have a Mishnah that says, "Kol mechubala tamei tamei, kol mechubala tahor tahor." In Kalim, if you have something that's connected to a kli tamei, it's tamei, and to a tahor, it's tahor. V'tanina b'braita, what do we have in a braita? Rabbi Elazar Omer, lo lechinam halach zarzir etzol arev. Why did this particular zarzir go to be near the raven? Elam neshu mino, because it's the same type. They're both unkosher birds. Amalei Rav the Rav Marmari. Okay, now we get to the next one. Menaha milta damri inshi. Karit chavrach velo anach. If you call your friend, he doesn't answer you. Rami guda rabba v'shadi bay. Pick up a big fence and throw at him. Amalei, how do you know that? Because you got to get his attention. Yan tiarticha velo tahart. In Yechezkel, Hashem says, I have purified you and you have not accepted it. B'tumateich lo titariyod. You will not become pure again. He's yelling at him. Don't throw rocks into a well that you drank from. It means don't bite the hand that fed you. Not that feed you, that fed you. You cannot totally push away Edomim or Mitzrim because one is your brother and one, you were a guest in their land, even though they treated you terribly, and the biggest celebration of the Jewish year and Jewish life is the liberation from Mitzrayim. The fact that we were residents there means that we owe them a debt, and we can't totally reject them. Amalei Rava la Rava Bar Meri, Menaha Milta da Amri Inshi, Idalit Dura Dalina. Idalit Dura Dalina. If you pick up the load, I'll help you pick it up. Vilo lo Dalina. But if you won't help, I'm not going to pick it up myself. Where do we hear this from? Amalei Dichtiv, Ayomre la Barakim Tachimi, Vahlachtim, Lo Tachimi, Lo Ilech. It's almost exactly the same thing that Barak said to Devorah, when Devorah sent him up to Har Tavor, he said, if you come with me to Kedesh to draft the troops up to Naphtali, I'll go, but if you don't come with me, I won't go. And of course, she famously answers, I'll go, but then you won't have much honor, etc. Amar Rav Rav Marmari, Menaha Milta Damri Inshi, Kad Havinan Zutri Legavri. When I was young, I was considered a man, Hashta de Kashishna Ladardaki. Now that I'm old, I'm considered like a kid. So it's kind of a strange phrase. It's kind of the Sphinx's riddle that turned inside out. You see that when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim and they were like little kids, Hashem is leading them out like they're so important with Himself leading them. What do we see later on? This is before the Chet Ha'Egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after Mamad Har Sinai, says, I'm going to send a malach with you. So he's treating them less with respect. So you see that happening sometimes. You have a rich guy, even schlep wood after him. Do anything to stay with him. He says, Lot, who hung out with Avram, was also rich. Hang out with a rich guy, you get rich. Now we're done with that series, but we go back to the issue of Avram and Avimelech. Hamoser din al chavero hu nenash tchila. This is the opposite of what we saw at the beginning of the series, which is when you pray on somebody's behalf for something that you yourself need, you get answered first. Here is if you come to Shemayim and complain about somebody, you get punished first. Shenemar v'tomar Sarai el Avram al chamasi alacha. Sarai was angry about the Hagar incident and said to Avram, I'm angry at you. God will judge you. Uchtiv, I have Avram l'spol l'sarai v'liv kota. Sarai died first. That's only, of course, if there's a way to do din in the world, instead you take it straight to Shemayim. But if nobody's listening, you call out to God, that's perfectly okay. The one who cries out is in worse shape than the one who is being accused, based on that recent statement. They're all included in God listening, but the one who calls out sometimes will be the first one to have a response. This response might not be the one that he wants, as we find with Sarah, that she died first. V'yamar of Yitzchak. Back to the Avimelech incident. Le'olam alti kilat hedyot kala be'inecha. Don't allow the curse of a simple person to be light in your eyes. You should take it seriously. How do we know? This is a one interpretation of the strange phrase when Avimelech gave Sarah the gift. It's to cover your eyes. It may have been like a veil. It may have been some sort of reparations. But the way is Amar lahu il v'chisit mimeni v'lo gilit shehu ishech. Come to that Sarah zeh. The drasha on ksut enayim is that Avimelech was saying, since you covered up for me and did not tell me that this was your wife, you together should have a child who has his eyes covered. And happened to them, Because again, Yitzchak, but Yitzchak got old, and he wasn't even all that old relative to his lifespan. He thought he was going to die. He went blind. The famous story of Esav and Yaakov. Raval the Olam Yehadam min hanir dafin velo min harod fin. Why she lachaner daf beofot yoter mitorim vneona vehechshirana katuv gavay mizbeach. A person should always be of the prey and not the predator, because there is no greater prey among the birds than the pigeons and the doves, and they're the ones that go on the Mizbeach. Kind of a piece that rounds off a lot of what we saw in the bookends part of this about Avimelech. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Omer smat eni. So I'm the Rav Asi, Racham the Rav, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. Why are you still guilty if you hurt somebody when they said you can hurt me on Mount Liftor, but not with their garments? Then you'd be potter. Amar le Reisha lefishen adam ochel roshei verim, because a person isn't really mochel on physically hurting him. Amemchi adam ochel al tsaro, is a person mochel on pain? Hanal can't even say I'm not Liftor patur. If a guy says punch me and you'll be potter, you're potter. So ishtik. So he had no answer. So he said back, did you hear anything about that? Amar lehachim of Sheshet. Rav Sheshet explained, mishum pgam mishpacha. Why is it that you're chayav? Because the person had no right to say you're patur because you're insulting this entire family by hurting him. In Rav Shai amar mishum pgam mishpacha. In Eretz Yisrael, Rav Shai said the same thing. Rav amar mishum she'en adam ochel al roshei varim shelo. That's what he had already said. Yochamar yesh hein shu kalav yishlav shu kehen. He said, really, we have to reconstruct or deconstruct the conversation. Sometimes a person will say yes, and he means no. Meaning, you say yes, sometimes you could say no, which means yes. Tanami hachi, hakenif tsaeni amanat liftor. If a guy says, hit me, and the guy says, amanat liftor, v'yamarlo hain, would you think so? But he says yes, harieshen shukalav, which he really means no. It's a rhetorical yes. Krak suti amanat liftor. And the guy says, tear my clothes. Is it my potter? Marla lav? You think not? Hare lav shukahain? There the no really means yes. So Rabbi Yochanan says, since we don't have any punctuation or inflection written out, we don't really know what was said, but we'd have to assume that it was said in such a way when the guy says, hit me, and the guy says, amanat liftor, and he says, yes? That we should understand it means, of course not. You want to take a shot, and you'll have to pay me. Okay. Shabar et kadi krak suti chayav. We said that if a person says, break my dish, my pitcher, you're chayav, unless you say, break it, amanat liftor. Or mean we said the case with having it with a third person. That if you give something lishmor, that the shomer is supposed to watch it, velo lambeid, lishmor velo likroa, lishmor velo lachalek lanim. You give something to a shomer, that he should watch it, not lose it, and not to destroy it, not to give it out to Anim. We'll see how that last part plays out. Amar Huna lo kasha, hada ati liyadei, hada lo ati liyadei. So it depends. If he never got it, then, and he says, you can go destroy it, right, then, and he said, he still has it in his hands, and I tell you, go destroy it, then you're chayav. If not, then I'm chayav, because I'm the shomer. Amar le Rabba, lishmor, da'ata liyadei mashpa. But you can't say that. The pasuk that says lishmor is mashpa that you already have in your hands. Ala amar Rabba, havaha da'ata liyadei. We're talking about a case where you own it. V'lo kasha, ada'ata liyadei v'torat shmira, if you were given it as a pikadon. Ha'liyadei v'torat kriya, if you were given it to be to tear. So if you're given it as a pikadon, then it means you don't have the right to tear it up. There was a money pouch that came to Pumadita of tztaka that was collected. Afkar Rav Yosef gave ahu gavra. Rav Yosef gave it to a particular person to watch. Pashabai was negligent about it. Atu ganvui ganvua. Ganavim came and stole it. Chiv Rav Yosef. Yosef found him liable for the entire amount. Rabbi Vatan lishmor v'lo lechalik lanim. That something that's given in order to hand out tanim, it's not called a pikadon. So Marle Aniyad Pumbadita make at skaitzlahu, v'lishmorhu. The anim and Pumbadita have a set amount they get every week. So this is like lishmor. It wasn't just an amount that you're going to give the whole thing away. It was $10 for this one, $10 for that one, $10 for that one. This represented a week or two or three or 4 weeks worth of the regular disbursements in Pumbadita, and therefore it was considered lishmor. Hadron Allah Chachovel Yishakoach to all the Lomdim for our successful study and completion of the 8th chapter of Masechet Baba Kama, And Yirtzeh Hashem, in the next podcast, we will begin the ninth chapter and the last two prakim, Sechah Bava Kama, which both begin with the word Hagozel, Hagozel Eitzim and Hagozel Batra, will take us into the world of Gezelah, which we have not really encountered yet. And in the first shiur, I'll make brief comments about the distinction between Gezelah and Geneva. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.